Glory to God. Now let me teach us something about the prophetic. The prophetic is an evolving dynamic language. And what I mean by that is it's an evolving dynamic language because we have different degrees of, to use the word or to use the phrase, prophetic civilization. A prophetic civilization is used to describe an entire environment in the prophetic. This is what I meant. If you have listened to the prophet's scrolls, and if you haven't listened to that audio video, that message, please, it's on the YouTube channel. Try and listen to it. Yes, if you listen to the prophetic scroll, and I'm addressing us now, we said something that we talked about. I talked about a prophetic encoding, and I used the example of encryption in computer science or in cryptography. So let me teach us a little bit on cryptography, from which you get cryptocurrency and all that. Cryptography is all about encoding information, or to obscure it, turn it into a mystery. One of the simplest methods of cryptography that we know is when you assign numbers to alphabets. You say 1 is A, 2 is B, 3 is C. So with that I can spell a lion. All I have to do is look for the numerical value of lion, of L and I and O and N. And suppose that we have about 26 alphabets. So maybe L is 12, I is 13, O is 16. So you see 12, 13, 16. Now, if I write a letter to you using that language, you will see our numbers just spread across the book. That number you see is the cipher. It has been encrypted. Now, that's one thing. But the cipher is not even the object, because I can give the message to Comfort, I can give it to Elizabeth, I hand over the message to Sarah or Maureen, say deliver this to Cornelius. They will all have the message, but it is sealed. That is what is called a mystery. To get what I was saying, they need what is referred to as the key. And if you deal with APIs, you hear something like public key and private key. That's another system. The key is not the message. It's just the template that decrypts the message. So the day Comfort now gets the key that A is 1, B is 2, she will sit down and decode the whole message. That's one level. But supposing I don't make it 1, 2, 3, but I randomize the alphabets and say A is 97, B is 16, C is 3, D is 12. It becomes all the more complex because I have taken away linear sequence. Am I confusing anybody yet? It's not like that's my objective.
No,
that's not my objective. All right. So, what happens is that I can give a cipher to anybody. The only way, even if it's the cipher is handed to Cornelius, until I show him the key, he still cannot decrypt my message. That is what the prophetic is. What is what the prophetic is? The language of the prophetic is mysteries. Paul spoke, he said, if I have the gift of prophecy and I can understand all mysteries. In that singular statement, he joined prophetic gift and the understanding of mysteries. That is why, when if you are educated and you learn in the prophetic, you must learn mysteries. But there's a challenge, because the prophetic realm, that's why I say there are degrees of civilization. Because even there are such a thing as the Baal system of the prophetic. And those guys really were tapping a realm. You know of the story of Balaam. Balaam operated prophecy, but it was perverted. It wasn't pure. That's why I say there are degrees of those are all prophetic civilization. And in each civilization, there's an encoding. When Pharaoh had a dream and told it to his servants, the encoding, in all their encoding, they couldn't get that chaos can represent seasons. It's not like that in their registry. In their and those are people that go and buy books, how to interpret your dream. You see stone, it means this. You are so far from it, but guy, you will need help. If you see stone, it means that somebody is doing this book of dream interpretation. You have entered witchcraft and sorcery. You know the way Merlin used to go and consult books? That's what you are doing. Just that you are a Christian Merlin. All right, that was for the laughs. But they couldn't lock it that this thin cows and these good-looking cows, seven of them each represent two kind of years, seven good years, seven bad years. But when Jacob came and he heard the dream, he didn't say, give me time. He just started to unlock it immediately. And in all their perception, they could, because even in Egypt, they were worshipping cows also. There's a cow god or a cattle. That's why I see they revere it. So it's not possible in their prophetic language that cow could be seasoned. But here is also the catch. It doesn't necessarily mean the next time you see a cattle, it represents a season. So, and all of, now why am I talking about prophetic? Because you started by saying when you want to enter a prophetic season. Actually, it's a prophetic season. And we have prophetic seasons, and then we have prophetic encounters. You can have normal dreams, just regular dreams, natural dreams. You can have prophetic dreams. Prophetic dreams have significations. But when there are prophetic dreams and prophetic encounters, they will all require prophetic interpretation to gain understanding. Because some of them come encrypted, like the prophetic dream Pharaoh had that was locked up. Would to God, if Joseph was not there, they would have missed, they would have suffered for 14 years, because they said the seven good years was not important if you couldn't store for the seven bad years. So, but in all their realm, it was sealed, because Joseph transited from prophetic revelation and entered the depths of prophetic wisdom. All were flowing at the same time. Why am I saying this now? When you begin to see the face of an individual, like everything that these people have told you, they are accurate, but it depends on the particular key that was used to encode the encounter. And God uses key. I would have shown you from scripture, but I won't do that today. Just believe what I said. You may see the face of a man of God, and it's God leading you to submit to him. At the same time, you can see the face of a man of God, and it's God telling you, you share in the grace he possesses. Now, all of them, each and every one of these, can be true in their own respect. But if you don't know the right key, because take for instance, if I encode a message and I give it to Comfort, to give Cornelius, and Comfort uses a key that I have used before, to encode a message to her. If she encodes the message, coincidentally, it may form series of, if especially when it's not a long message, maybe it's a message that has 3 words or 5. Coincidentally, it may align and form a series of statements. And she'll be like, oh, this is what, or maybe I even address the message to her. And then she uses a key already she knew. And then she uses the key to interpret. But that's not the key I use to encrypt it. But then it forms a series of right words that make sense. Words that she's familiar with, she has, yes, she knows the experience, teaches her that the words are this means. She can run away with a true message and a wrong interpretation, which is what many people do. They see a lot of things in their dreams. They don't care to see if their interpretation is accurate. They just run with it. You know why? They use the experience. They went to that book they bought at during hold up, how to interpret dreams. And they went for where, if you see this thing, and they checked it, and they saw that if you see stone, it means this. And they realize that they have been seeing stone in their vision. So they use their carnal mind, not minding the key. They say, it makes sense. This is what it means. And they run away with it. A genuine encounter has been truncated and diverted and perverted or twisted to become something else. Which is why when you have an encounter, you listen to the spirit to know what this means. If you hear all the prophetic encounters through scriptures, you hear where it is said, what, and he thought on this, like when Peter had a vision, he thought on this to know what this meant, what that meant, what this meant. That is why your prophetic gift is only strong for as long as you stay in touch with the spirit of wisdom. Kai. Because he is the one who we will reveal to you by prophecy, by revelation from the word, what was encrypted and the message. When you will see this abundantly littered through the visions of Daniel. At some point, a proclamation came from a holy being. Daniel, make this man understand the vision. There was a particular time they spoke to Daniel. He said, I heard, but I did not understand. He heard it, but didn't get it. Hearing is not the same as getting. So, I'm saying, why did I go through this length of time to explain this? I'm not interested in telling you what your vision means. I'm more interested in telling you how to know what a vision means. Which one is more excellent? How to know what a vision means. And so about your vision, there are what are called spirit highways. A spirit highway is more like a region of traffic where encounters go on. People don't know that you are separated from individuals on earth, but in Christ you can be one with them and joined to them. Why you keep seeing Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, is because you share in the spirit of wisdom. We share in the gift of wisdom that resides in you. And is God communicating to you? Because at times God will not know how to communicate with so much volumes at once. So he just gives you pictures, because a picture speaks more than just words. That's why when you watch a movie, you have more information than when you listen to the movie. Listening to it is one dimension. No matter how I am gifted in language, I can't explain to you what a color looks like. Where will I start? It seems a bit goldish. If you don't even know what gold is, you can't relate. No matter how gifted you are in oratory, you can't explain what a color looks like to somebody who has not seen one. So you share in that prophetic gift of wisdom. And why you see those visions is because when you see them, it creates in you a nudge to seek out His wisdom. When you seek out His wisdom through His books, through His messages, you see that the fellowship of that wisdom opens up other things inside of you and gives you wisdom to understand the seasons you are in and to begin to walk in depths of the reality that the wisdom supplies. People think wisdom is that when you don't do this, when you don't do that. No, that, you know, the Bible probably teach you the wise man does this, the foolish man does this. People think, okay, if they don't do like this, they have attained to wisdom. That's the behavior of wisdom. Wisdom itself is still a person. God. If I tell you the code of conduct of the military and you obey all of it still doesn't make you a military person. You can only be behaving like a wise person. A wise person is who you are, not first of all what you do. That's why they say a wise man will do this, not a man that does this first. What am I saying? People don't realize that the wisdom of God in your life will demonstrate works. Jesus said wisdom is justified by her children. That is what came out of her offspring, her fruit. When you begin to possess a man's wisdom, or the order of a man's wisdom, you see the order of a man's result. The crowd exclaimed through Jesus' ministry that, what wisdom is this that such works are wrought by his hands? They already understood that the evidence they see is as a result of the wisdom he has received. The evidence you will see in your life is a product of the wisdom that you have received. You can't live beyond the level of wisdom that's available, that you have received from God. That is why it is clearly established that a man cannot live beyond, cannot be more than the grace of God makes of him. So you share in that prophetic gifts of wisdom, and you should read in his times and seasons, because there's wisdom there. When you possess that gift and when you begin to align in that highway, and it's a connect, it's a nexus, it's a network of the Spirit inside the Holy Ghost. You have had encounters people you don't even know. There are faces of people you see in dreams. You say, I don't know, somebody came and told me. It's because you don't know them in the flesh. You recognize Rabbi Jonathan Kahn because you know him physically. If you didn't know him physically, you would have said, I keep seeing the face of a man. And really, really, we have heard people hear testimonies of people that they kept seeing in their dreams until they came and saw the person's flyer, like, this is the man I've been seeing in my dreams. Who is he? Is it? They knew him. What's happening? They were joined already. They were to share and to align with the works of God through him. And the Holy Spirit was already giving them prophetic witness. So, in that line of wisdom and the prophetic gift upon him is strong in the interpretation of signs and wisdom and the enumeration and giving clear words, implications and significance of events that people can overlook. His depth of wisdom, it's not normal. If you don't have revelation, you can't reveal utter the things he says, because it comes from the depth. That is a sophisticated dimension that needs a lot of attention, and you can't fake it. Just like somebody cannot fake a healing gift. If you pray for people and they are not healed, you can't say, let's fake it. The proof of the presence of a gift of healing is that the people you pray for become healed. The same way you can't fake those prophetic depths, because it shows by your result. And already, if you have been studying him, you see the line of his speaking. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Cornelius, I believe that speaks in volumes.
Yes, sir. I've gotten so much information from what you have explained.
Yes. I've shown you how to interpret a vision, and I've also given you an interpretation of your vision. God is with you. You by the witness of the Spirit above all. God is with you. Congratulations. I use time to explain, to give answers to these questions because all everybody learns from the answer. And that's part of why what we are doing here.